It's time to talk all things tech, and when we do, we like to do it like this.
Pasco, Pasco, have you turned it off? And then can you turn it on again?
Hey, Richard Pasco, Adelaide Tech Guy, joins us this morning. Good morning to you.
Good morning. We need a cheerful segment this morning, don't we?
We do. We really do. I mean, good news. There's good news at the moment around the place. One new case, which is, you know, not good, but good.
Which is great. So let's cheer people up. Let's put a smile on their faces. Why is Tim Nielsen still down there? But yes.
That's a very good question. I mean, the good news is they may not get to play another game at Sheffield Shield. Who knows? But we won't have to watch it live. But anyway, it's a fair question. Tim, if you're listening, I don't know, 20 jobs in 20 days at 5mu.com.au. Why don't you pick one? Let's talk about Big Sur. It's big. And it's
it is.
Sir. Tell us more.
It's the new operating system for Apple computers out there.
Oh, that sounds better.
Yeah, it does, doesn't it? Yeah. So this is what you need to know before installing it out there. So one, can you install it? If your Mac software update offers it, then it can be installed. So most Macs from 2014 onwards can normally take it.
Good one.
If you didn't upgrade from Catalina or didn't upgrade to Catalina, which is the last operating system, and think you can now do it, can I just say, you need to check your computer for a thing called 32-bit software because 32-bit software will all be deleted when you install Big Sur, and it would have happened if you deleted, if you installed Catalina as well. So, example, old Microsoft Office installations, not that many people would have those around, would they, Adam?
No, not us.
No. they will
maybe
literally
us.
Just be wiped off, and you'll have to have new Microsoft Office installed. It's a big update. It's over 12 gig. But the key thing is make sure you've backed up your Mac with Time Machine before attempting the installation of Big Sur on there. All those subjects I've talked about now are all up on the website this morning for people.
Look, in the war between Steve Jobs and Bill Gates, I don't know who wins, but Jobsy won the title game. I mean, they've got a thing called Time Machine, for goodness sakes.
Yes.
It's amazing. Anyway.
We love Time Machine.
Now, Apple have done this before. They're manufacturing chips, and we're not talking salt and vinegar. We're talking...
Not the type that you eat, so no. Yes.
But ones that go into your computers.
Yes. I tell you what, just quickly off topic, do yourself a favour. Go into a BWS and check out the Waka Chuggy chips. Excellent chips. Come from New Zealand. Lovely.
Really? All right. Are they Kumara chips, bro?
I got told the other day, you don't make those sort of jokes in New Zealand like that because you could get lynched.
Right.
Lovely chips, got to say that. So Apple are making their own chips for computers now. They announced it middle of the week last week. It's their own what's called the M1 chip. That's Apple Silicon. Mm-hmm. They're saying it's the fastest CPU with the world's fastest graphics on there as well. They don't rely on Intel or AMD anymore. So now you can still buy an Intel Mac, not a problem at all, but the new ones coming out will have the M1 chip in it. So Apple now control every aspect of their devices now. These chips promise better battery life, greater speed on there as well. Mm-hmm. They announced three new Macs last week, a MacBook Air, no fans inside it, 3.5 times quicker than the last model that was introduced about 12 months ago, 18 hours battery life in there as well.
Wow.
That starts at $1,599. A MacBook Pro, which is their top-of-the-line MacBook, three times quicker than the last model, which is only 6 months old, 20 hours battery life, plus they claim it's three times faster than any equivalent Windows laptop. That starts at $1,999.
Ooh.
I'll have one of those by next week as well to be able to talk about it.
Excellent.
And if you've ever wanted to get into Macs, a Mac Mini, it's a little grey box. That starts at $1,099. All you do, Adam, is you strap a monitor to it, a keyboard, a mouse, and you've got yourself a fully functioning Mac.
Oh, there you go. Okay.
Which I reckon is a great idea. A lot of my clients have bought those. Super fast, but the new chip promises you, greater speed, greater battery life. But I'll be able to give you a proper review next week of them.
Okay. Now, there is this this thing that is a true statement that what you buy in the United States generally costs an extra arm and a leg when bought in Australia, especially games and, you know, computer things and all things tech. That is true for some countries, but worse than others.
Exactly right. So if you go to Brazil, because we always complain about prices here, you know, as well. If you buy an iPhone 12 Pro Max, the brand new one in Australia, $1,849.
It's a lot of money.
In Australian dollars in Brazil, $3,500. Stop whinging, people. It's not that expensive.
Wow. Brazilians just don't like Apple, or what? What's the go there?
If it's not made in Brazil, they whack some tax on it, especially on electronic things, to make money for the government. So, you know what? We complain about our government here, but thank God we don't live in Brazil. So
right. Yes. Well, for several reasons. I mean, Duterte is—he's not to be mucked around with. Let's talk about some other things that you know, tech. You know, you think you sit down by a computer, you're fine. You're not out there with a jackhammer or on the tools, but there are some injuries.
Yeah, let's all take this with tongue firmly in cheek when we do this. I saw this come down on the news feed. We use our phones for 3 hours and 15 minutes a day on average. So people are reporting these new injuries that they're getting, such as smartphone pinky, where people claim to have a reported change in their position of their pinky finger, have developed a dent in their little finger from excessive use. Smartphone. Poor people out there. Other ones that they're complaining about, cell phone elbow. If you have to hold your mobile phone up to the ear or hold it while lying in bed, can cause discomfort, pain, and a tingling in the forearm and little finger. That happens to you. Get out, get some exercise. And the last one of all is text claw. Thumb and wrist pain associated with smartphone use, also common. They refer to as text claw, a repetitive strain injury caused by the constant bending and small repetitive movement of the thumb against the screen. Small repetitive movements, people, text claw. Take all those things when you read them with tongue firmly in cheek.
I had a terrible case of laptop crotch once.
It's nothing.
I don't think I'd get over it, but the doctor was happy. You know, he was all right with it. Said,
give me some cream.
Topical, yeah, it was good. It was an antivirus thing. It was good. Thank you. We appreciate the public health advice, especially in this time of public health. We appreciate that we should be focused on all areas of our own health, not just the COVID. So thanks for it, and we'll talk again next week.
Look forward to it.
That is Richard Pascoe, Adelaide Tech Guy.
Pascoe, Pascoe, have you turned it off? And then can you turn it on again? Hey!